Today's daf is Bav Metzia daf Ayin Aleph. We are holding on daf Ayin and Beis toward the bottom of the page. Today we're going to discuss the halachos of ribis to a guy, whether one is permitted to lend money with ribis to a guy or not. The Gemara is also going to discuss the order of priorities when it comes to lending money. If different people come to borrow money from you, how you prioritize who to give to and who not to give to. The Gemara is then going to get into a little bit of the evils of lending money with ribis, what's going to befall a person who decides to make his living in that way. And then on the bottom of Amud Aleph, we're going to talk about why it is that the Torah mentions when it talks about a ger tzedek, the Torah mentions a ger tzedek when it talks about selling an eved ivri, and the Torah happens to mention a ger toshav when speaking about ribis. And the reason we're going to mention those questions is because the second of those two questions relates to our issue of ribis when it comes to a guy, and specifically how our Mishnah said that ribis with a ger toshav is perfectly permissible. So we're going to see if that is agreed upon by everybody, and if there are any exceptions to that rule. The Gemara also talks about being an arev on a ribis loan, when a person is allowed to be a cosigner, when one is not allowed to be a cosigner. It's going to talk about a Jew serving as a middleman, because the Mishnah spoke about this. If a non-Jew wants to lend beribis to a Jew, can another Jew serve as the middleman to deliver the money? And that's going to get us into a discussion of shlichus la'akum, whether a guy has shlichus, both in the sense that whether a guy can become a shliach and whether a guy can appoint a shliach. And the daf is going to conclude with five different interpretations of a case where we have that a Jew may serve as a middleman to lend money from a guy to another Jew with ribis. Five different interpretations of what exactly the case is where that would be permissible. So we'll pick up again from the citation of the pasuk. I don't remember if we said it yesterday. Pasuk in Mishlei, Marba Hono Beneshech Vesarbis Lechonin Dalim Yikbitzenu. So says Gemara, My Lechonin Dalim Amarav Kigon Shvor Malcha. Now Lechonin Dalim is a reference to Shvor Malcha, who's a Melech Paras, who would take mammon from Jews and would use that money to be Chonin Dalim, to support Nachrim who were Dalmina mitzvos. That's why they're referred to as dalim. So a person is going to be marbahona with neshech marbis. A person is going to get rich off of neshech and ribis. He thinks he's going to get rich. He's not going to. Ultimately, his money is going to be collected by the government, and the government is going to use that to support people who don't do mitzvos, meaning to support non-Jews. Amr of Nachman, Amr lihuna lo nitzcha elada afilu ribis tovid kochavim. That it's even ribis of an ovid kochavim is referred to in this pasuk as being a bad practice. That a Jew who takes ribis even from an ovid kochavim ultimately is going to lose all of his money. So apparently it's not a good thing to take ribis from an ovid kochavim. Say Rava of Nachman, Rava asks from Nachman, but that seems to be against the pasuk, because la nachri tashich, it says beferish la nachri tashich might. Tashich, lav tishoch. Doesn't tashich mean that tishoch, that you're allowed to take money of ribis from a guy? Says Gemara, lo tashich. That it means you're allowed to give money of ribis to a guy, that you have a mitzvah when you borrow money from a guy to pay him his ribis, but not that you have a mitzvah to take ribis from a guy. Says Gemara, lo sagi delavachi, is that a mitzvah in the Torah that I have to make sure I give ribis to a guy, that I borrow money in a way that I have to give ribis to a guy? That seems a little bit odd that there would be a mitzvah in the Torah. Well, if I have a choice to borrow money from another Jew where I won't pay ribis, or to borrow money from a guy where I will pay ribis, I have a mitzvah to dafka go out of my way to pay ribis to a guy? Says Gemara, no, it's not. That's not what it's emphasizing, that it's a mitzvah, but it's emphasizing that it's a heter. Lafuke achicha delo, to tell me that you cannot do that with a Jew, that when it comes to a Jew, there should be no sort of ribis arrangement whatsoever, that it's only lenachri that you're even allowed to pay ribis to. Says Gemara, achicha behediksev bei, lachicha lo tashich, but it's beferish in the pasuk about achicha, about another Jew. Why do I need a diuk lenachri tashich to tell me, but not to a Jew? I have a pasuk that says achicha lo tashich. I don't need a diuk. So lavra lav ba'aseh velo sasa. Nase. The extra pasuk is telling me that we violate both Nase and Olo Sase when engaged in a ribbis arrangement with a Jew. Say Isve asked the Gemara, Love Mehenu Malvin Osam Beribis Vechen Beger Toshav. But didn't our Mishnah say that you're allowed to borrow from them and lend to them with ribbis, and not only to a non-Jew but also to a regular Ovid Chavim, but even to a Ger Toshav, you're allowed to borrow and lend with ribbis? Sam Rav Chiya Brei Ravuna Lo Nitzrucha Ela B'Kedei Chayav. The heter to borrow and lend with ribbis by a non-Jew is only when you need that for your basic sustenance. Rashi points out, B'Kedei Chayav Yitirulo V'Yoser Mikan Oser Midrabanan Dilma Asi L'Mitzrach. More than that is an Isser Drabanan, so Minatore in Ochinami it might be Mutter, and therefore B'Kedei Chayav we're going to allow it, but Midrabanan it's going to be Oser. Ravina Amar Hacha B'Tamid Chab Maskinan. Ravina says we're dealing with Tamid Chab over here. Time of my God, meaning, and therefore you're when we say you're allowed to lend with ribbis and borrow with ribbis from a non-Jew, we're talking about dafka tamidei chachamim. Time of my gozer rabbanon, shema yilma mimaisav. What's the reason the rabbanon initially said that one is not allowed to engage in a ribbis arrangement even with a non-Jew? Because of the concern that you're going to get used to dealing with him and you're going to learn from his ways. V'kivin the talmud chacham hu lo yilma mimaisav. But we trust the talmud chacham is not going to be lomid mimaisav. He's not going to learn from him, and therefore we're not concerned about getting involved in a ribbis arrangement with him, because Talmud Chacham can be more trusted in these types of relationships. So a couple of things. First of all, this Shema Yilma Mimasav, that you can't be involved in a loan with ribbis because you might come to learn from him, says the Maram Shif. L'chora, that should be an Isser then to be involved in any sort of business with a non-Jew. Meaning, if the concern is the interaction, Yilma, why is lending beribbis more of a concerning interaction than any other business issue, any other business partnership, or any other buying and selling, anything else that one might do with a non-Jew? So he explains, Maram Shif explains, that by all other Masa Matan, you have the option of engaging in those same business practices with a Jew. So there's no chashash that you're dafka going to be interested in finding a guy to interact with. And Adrabi, you have a mitzvah to be konen, to be mocher mi Yisrael, like Rashi says on the pasuk, v'chisimkru memkru lamisecha okano, that you dafka should go and look to do business with a Jew. But when it comes to ribbis, we know you automatically cannot do any such business with a Jew when it comes to ribbis. So a person very much wants to be involved in this type of business, it's of course he's going to be looking specifically for Goyim to be involved with, and that's why they made the Yisrael Rabban and Dafka when it comes to ribbis. The Magen Giborim explains that by ribbis there's a chashash sheyimashach achar goyim more than any other business dealing, because it's the easiest business. Meaning ribbis is the you don't do any work, you lend the money and you get more money back. So since it's the kind of business that people are very enticed to want to be a part of, so there's more of a concern that he's going to enjoy the business a little bit too much. Also, Tosos points out over here on in the bottom of Ainam and Beis, Tos points out that, and other Rishonim as well, that Bizman Azeh, you know, what do we say over here? You're really not allowed to lend money with ribbis to a guy. So, unless it's Kedei Chayev, or you're a Talmud Chacham. Those are the two Eterim, Kedei Chayev and Talmud Chacham. So Tos says, Bizman Azeh, everyone is asu atzman ketamidei chachamim. Everyone acts like tamidei chachamim, at least in this regard. Everyone acts like tamidei chachamim, that their malva bribis to gayim, even more than kedei chayev, even more than they need. Why? Because since there are so many taxes and it's so hard to be able to make a living, the shear of kedei chayev, there is no shear of kedei chayev. Everything is included in kedei chayev because the taxes will just go through the roof. So we always need a little bit more money. And furthermore, he says the whole reason the Chumra goes is Shema Yomim Maisav. That's only when there were a lot of Jews together that were Osik Zem Zeh, and they didn't interact very often with non-Jews. But we, who all of our businesses are with non-Jews, what difference does it make? Mali Esek Zem, Mali Esek Acher. What difference does it make if I'm involved in this business or that business with a non-Jew? And therefore, even if one is doing it Lias Asher, even if one is doing it to become wealthy and not just Kedei chayav, that's going to be mutter. The Mishnah Lemelech quotes from a Ran in a Tshuva who says that he doesn't understand the minhag that we have, that we're knowing that we're malva beribis bisman hazeh to gayin. Mishnah Lemelech says, what do you mean you don't understand? What about all the Rishonim, the Tosos and the other Rishonim that give all these reasons? So Lechora, he didn't like those reasons. He thought that they were a little bit of a stretch. But nevertheless, that seems to be the Rishonim all try to justify the practice. In the Chachmas Adam, in Klal Kuf Lamed, he says that even though all the Rishonim say that Bizman is at Mutter, still Ra'ui the Kaladam the Imanim Izeh, that it's the Midas Chasidus, the proper thing to do is that a person should try to avoid ribbis arrangements as much as possible, even with a non-Jew, lahashlich al Hashem Yavo. Person should have more bitachon, ideally. It seems that the minig is that people aren't concerned at all. Part of the reason people don't seem to be concerned at all is because the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos counts it as a mitzvah to lend money with ribbis to a guy. So adarabah, that l'nachri tashich, that you dafka should go out of your way to lend money with ribbis to a guy. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Now the Rambam writes in the fifth parak of Hilchos Malveh V'loveh that whenever the entire iser of being malva ribis to a guy is only ribis ktsutza, but any sort of avak ribis is mutter 100%, and that's what the Torah writes as well. So the Chmishon raises the question, saying, what are we asking for, why is our Gemara bothered from our Mishnah? Our Gemara said, how could it be that there's an iser to lend money with ribis to a guy? The Mishnah said that lo vinum malvin lem beribis. Why don't we just answer, yeah, the Mishnah is talking about ribis to Rabbanan, ribis to Rabbanan. You love Malvimehem. It's only Ribbis Ktsutza Doraisa that we have a problem. So the Chmishna suggests that the Maksha assumed that Rav Nachman meant to Asa Ribbis Migai on a Doraisa level. And if that were the case, if there were really an Isra Doraisa of Ribbis from a guy, then we wouldn't distinguish between Ribbis Ktsutza and Avak Ribbis Rabbanan. But once we come to the conclusion that no, it's not an Isra Doraisa of lending money with Ribbis to a guy, it's only an Isra Rabbanan, so that Isra Rabbanan was only made on the kind of ribbis that we would classify as ribbis kitsutza, but it would not be the Rabbanan were never goes there on avak ribbis. Four lines from the top. Ika demasni lo lahad Rav Huna aha. Some taught Rav Huna's statement in the following context. Detani Rav Yosef im kesef talves ami esani imach. Ami, what do we learn from there? Ami v'nachri, ami kodem. That if you have two people that come to you to borrow money, one is a Jew, one is a non-Jew, the Jew comes first. Ani v'ashir, ani kodem. A poor man and a rich man, the poor man comes first. Ani yecha v'ani yircha, ani yecha kodmin. Your relatives who are poor and poor people from your city, your own relatives come first. Ani yircha v'ani yiracheres, ani yircha kodmin. People from your city, people from another city, the people from your city come first. Amar mar. Ami v'nachri, ami kodem. So we had said that that Jews come before non-Jews when it comes to lending money. Pshita, isn't that obvious that should be the case? All mitzvos peron lechaveru apply to Jews. Positive mitzvos peron lechaveru in general do not apply to non-Jews anyway, so it doesn't seem that there would be any mitzvah whatsoever to lend money to a non-Jew. So isn't it obvious that you should give to the Jew before you give to the non-Jew? You do a mitzvah rather than not do a mitzvah. So Rav Nachman, Rav Lihuna lo nitzcha dafilu l'nachri brivis uli Yisrael b'chinam. It's coming to tell me that even if the options are nachri brivis or Yisrael b'chinam, you can make a lot more money if you lend the money to a non-Jew because he's willing to pay ribbis. You lend the money to a Jew, he's not going to pay ribbis, and you're not allowed to take ribbis from him. Still, you lend the money to the Jew before the non-Jew. Now, the Rambam doesn't quote this din in Hilchos Halva'a. He only quotes the first din of Yisrael and Guy, that there's dine kedima to Yisrael over non-Jew when it comes to a Halva'a. All the other dine kedima, ani yircha, ani yiracheres, your krovim, all of those other dine kedima, the Rambam doesn't mention them at all in the halachos of halva'a, in the halachos of making a loan. The Torah does. The Torah does quote it in Chosh Mishpat Simsad Yizayin when he talks about halva'a. The Rambam doesn't. Only in Hilchos Tzedakah, in Matnos Ani, in Perek Zayin, Halach Yud Gimel, the Rambam quotes the din of kedima to a karov and to ani yircha. So Kesav Mishpat and the Kesef Mishnah says, and where did the Rambam get that din? He got it from our sugya. So the Mishnah writes that the Rambam didn't quote in Hilchos Avah because he was so mech on what it says already in Hilchos Tzedakah. But it's a little bit strange. The initial context in our Gemara is about a halva. It's not about Tzedakah. And the Rambam only quotes it in Hilchos Tzedakah, doesn't quote in Hilchos Avah. So Minchas Chinuch wonders about that, because our sugya is about halva. It's not about Tzedakah. And even the pasuk that we're bringing, La'chicha, La'niyecha, La'vyoncha, Baritzecha, the Rambam brings, is not that the Rambam quotes that as the pasuk. That pasuk doesn't even appear in our sugya. So Minchas Chinuch says, nevertheless, all the dinei kedima that it says in Hilchos Tzedakah are shayich to dinei halva'a as well. But the strong impression that you get is that the mitzvah of lending money is very closely associated with the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. And therefore, when you have a situation where two of the different priorities conflict with each other, let's say you have an ani va'ashir that are both looking for a loan. So we said the ani comes before the ashir, right? But we also said that ani echa, v'ani yircha, that your relatives come before ani yircha. What if you have a relative who's an ashir versus aniye ircha who are aniyim versus people from the city who are aniyim? So which one should come first? When you realize that you're supposed to look at it as a tzedakah, it becomes obvious that the relatives do not get priority if they are ashirim, because tzedakah primarily, fundamentally, is a mitzvah that you do with an ani. So even though in a chinami there is a mitzvah to lend money even to an ashir, but it's not the greatest fulfillment of this mitzvah, because this mitzvah has strong overtones of tzedakah to it, and therefore you want to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah ideally with someone who's actually an ani. Now the in Sefer Avos Chesed, the Chafetz Chaim writes that that when it says that an ani is the mile of an ani is ola al kala milus. He says exactly that point because of this idea of tzedakah, that being an ani is the most important thing. But he does point out what we do see clearly from our Gemara is that there is a mitzvah to lend money to an ashir as well. Meaning it's not that there's no mitzvah at all. It's just that there's the primary mitzvah is with an ani. Now the Gemara just concluded that when a guy is willing to borrow money beribis and Yisrael b'chinam, you have to give it to Yisrael. So some of the Achronim suggest that this is a raya to the Shitas HaRambam in the 5th parak of Ilchsmal V'Volova, that there's a mitzvah sasei to lend money with ribis to a guy. Because if there was no mitzvah sasei, what's the chiddush? Of course, it would be pasha that you lend to Yisrael rather than to lend to a guy with ribis. So no, the chiddush is that even though there's a mitzvah to lend money to a guy with ribis, still the mitzvah of lending without ribis to Yisrael has kedima over the mitzvah of lending money with ribis to a guy. So that's the raya they bring for the Shita Saramim. The Megillas Esther, he doesn't like that raya, because he says, no, it could be there's no mitzvah whatsoever. The chiddush is that how much do you have to lose in order to do the mitzvah? Meaning the chiddush is that you have to lose business, meaning that you would otherwise lend money to a guy with ribis, that's a loss of business. So the chiddush is that still it's a mitzvah to lose business in order to be able to fulfill this mitzvah of lending money to a Jew. Tanya, Amar Yossi, Borei Samu Seneim Shal Malvei Ribis. Come see how blinded a person becomes when they lend money with ribis. Adam Kori Lechavera Rasha Yorimah Lechayev. People tend to be very sensitive. Someone calls you a Rasha, you get very, very upset and defensive, and you start fighting back. So that's the person's normal reaction. And yet, someone who's lending money with ribis, you know what he's doing? He's openly, blatantly declaring himself to be a Rasha. He gets so sensitive when anyone else calls him a Rasha. But Vehem, Vin Edim, Velavlar, Vekulmus, Udyo, they bring witnesses to their rishus, they bring a sofer to document their rishus. Everything is publicizing the rishus. The Kosin, Vechosman, Plonizek, Hafar Beloke Yisrael. And they're making a public declaration. Look what a Rasha I am, being Kofar Beloke Yisrael. Marsha is bothered. You know, every Aveira is Kofar Beloke Yisrael. You could say is Kofar Beloke Yisrael. Why is this one more of a Kofar Beloke Yisrael more than any other? So he says that that this goes back on what we just said, to be Maktam Yisrael to a guy Balva'a, even when it's Yisrael Bechinam. So that's what he's saying, that anyone who's Tolim Ma'osav Ba'akum, who's Mesame Eine Olam, that he doesn't want to be Malva Bechinam. So he's saying that since he's making him, he's he's making himself like an Akum in this regard. He's like a Kofar Belukei Yisrael. That these are business practices of Avdei Kochavim. That's what makes him Kofar Belukei Yisrael, that he's leaving the Jewish community, so to speak. If one has money and lends the money without ribis, so you see that someone like that is never going to lose his money. If you have money and you don't lend beribis, so it's a great thing. But we do see from there that someone who is malva beribis, his nechasim are going to, he's going to lose his nechasim. But wait, don't we see lots of people who are not nichshal in this iser of lending money beribis, and still they end up suffering? Some people lose money and never get it back. Some people lose money and then are able to recover. So yeah, there are ups and downs in a person's life. There's economic mobility in people's lives. That's true. But ultimately, they'll come back up. But someone who lends money with ribis is einan olin. Lama tabit bogdim tachrish kabbala rasha tzadik mimenu. Amravuna tzadik mimenu boleya tzadik gomer einu boleya. The same idea that a tzadik mimenu will get swallowed up, but a tzadik gomer will not get swallowed up. That there are different levels there. Those who are going to be, so even though he's mismotate, he's not going to be nivla liolam. He's not going to be gone forever. Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, Gerd Tzedek Omer Lini Mechira, V'Gerd Toshav Omer Lini Ribis, Ein Yodea Mahu. Rebbe said, I have two issues, two questions relating to the Torah's usage of the term Ger in different contexts. Why are we interested in Rebbe's questions of the Torah's use of the term Ger in different contexts? It's the second one that relates to our sugya. So Rebbe says as follows, the Torah mentions the word Ger when it comes to Mechira, and it mentions Ger Tzedek when it comes to ribis. So how so? Ger Tzedek Amar Lini Mechira. Where does it talk about a Ger Tzedek when it comes to Mechira? Because the pasuk says v'chiyamach achicha yimach v'nimkar lach. That the pasuk talks about v'chiyamach achicha yimach v'nimkar lach, that he's going to be sold to you as an eved ivri, and v'lo lecha, if he doesn't do tshuva at that point, not only is he going to be sold to Yisrael, ela leger, he'll even be sold to a ger. Shenemar, because the pasuk goes on to say leger, it says that v'chisasi yad ger v'toshav imach umach achich imach, that he's going to be nimkar leger. So you see that he's going to be sold to a ger tzedek, v'lo leger tzedek, and not only to a ger tzedek, el leger toshav, he's ultimately going to be sold to a ger toshav. Shenemar leger toshav, pasuk goes on to say that he's nimkar even to a ger toshav. A guy who's mekabel not to do avodah zarah, but he's still eating the velus, he's still a guy mishpachas ger. And then when it goes on to say mishpachas ger zanachri, the guy still didn't do tshuva, the seven ivri still didn't do tshuva, ultimately he's going to be sold even to a nachri, to an absolute nachri, who's ovid avod zara. Kshomer ola eker, when it goes on to say ola eker, zahadim kalavod zchav matzma, ultimately even if he still hasn't done tshuva, he's going to be sold to work for the avod zara, he's going to be a wood chopper or a water carrier for the avod zara itself. So the Gemara explains what Rebbe's kasha is. Amar Mar, we had said lo lecha elo leger, shenemar leger, that he's ultimately going to be sold even to a ger. Lememra de ger kani avid ivri. Does this mean what this seems to say is that a ger can be kona an avid ivri? But a reminu, ain a ger nikna avid ivri, vein isha a ger konin avid ivri. A ger cannot be acquired as an avid ivri, nor can an isha or a ger be kona an avid ivri. So this is what bothered Rebbe. How come we mention ger as one of the people that ultimately the Eved Ivri is going to be sold to? Halacha is not that way. A ger is not able to become an Eved Ivri. Ger lo nikna be'Eved Ivri. How do I know a ger cannot be nikna be'Eved Ivri? Because part of the conditions of an Eved Ivri is v'shavel mishpachto be'inan. You need the possibility of him being shavel mishpachto, that only someone who you could say about him is going to go back al mishpachto, is going to go back to his family. Only such a person can be sold as an Eved Ivri. That's one of the klalim that we have, that whenever the Torah gives a basic rule and then a lot of details about that halacha, if the details cannot be fulfilled, then the halacha, the whole halacha doesn't apply, even though the detail might seem insignificant. This is Rav Asher Weiss has like 8 examples of this throughout Shas, where you have details that don't seem to matter, like yiud of an ama ivriya, right? That you have the ability to be miyaid, the girl to marry her, or to give it to your son for a wife. Let's say, so that's why she can't be nimkeres l'krovim. She can't be sold to relatives who are not allowed to marry her. Why? You might not do yiyud. You might not even want to do yiyud. So what, why should that stir the whole possibility? No, because if the Torah gives such an idea that there is such a detail that yiyud is a possibility, when you don't have that detail, then the whole halacha doesn't apply. It all derives probably from kolorei lebila and bila makevaspo. That is, since there is a din of bila, even though it's not even makev, you don't have to do bila by a carbon mincha, but if it's not roi lebila, so then bila makevaspo, then the whole carbon is going to be invalid. So if you don't have a shavel mishpachto, then you don't have avzus. It could only be when there's a mishpacha to go back to. V'alaka, he has no mishpacha. V'ein isha v'ger karen evadivri. How do I know that an isha and a ger cannot be karen evadivri? Isha lavarach ara. A woman, because it's not derech eretz, it's not minatznius, that she's going to be karen evadivri, they're going to be violation of yichur all the time. Gernami gemiri de mikni kani de lo mikni lo kani. And a ger also, because the rule is that someone who can buy an evadivri, someone who can be sold as an evadivri can buy an evadivri. One who cannot be sold as an evadivri cannot buy an evadivri. So the Gemara now goes back to answer Rebbe's kasha, meaning the kasha was, how come it seems to, the pasuk seems to say that the Jew can be ultimately sold to a ger? I thought a ger is not allowed, is not able to buy an evadivri. So I'm Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Eino kona v'dino ki Yisrael, aval kona v'dino kinachri. When the Brisa says that a ger cannot be kona in Eved Ivri, it doesn't mean that he can't be kona him at all. It's just that he can't be kona him in a way where he's going to have all the dinim of an Eved Ivri. But he could be kona the Eved Ivri and he's going to have a din of a nachri, meaning of buying a nachri in the sense that he's going to have the din of a nachri buying an Eved Ivri, where the halach is that a nachri buys an Eved Ivri, he's not morish the Eved Labanav. So if a ger is going to buy an Eved Ivri, he's also not going to be able to be morish Labanav. Titania, because the Brisa tells us, Hanirtsa, Hanimka Lenachri, Eino Oved, Vanimka Lenachri, someone who had Ritzia, an Eved Ivri that stayed after 6 years, and he had the ear piercing, and therefore he's going to work till Yovel, and an Eved Ivri that's Nimka Lenachri, Eino Oved, Loas HaBen, Veloas HaBas. He doesn't work for the Ben or the Bas. By the Nirtsa, it's a Pasuk. Pasuk says Vavado, so we darshan, yeah, Vavado, only him and not the son. And by Nimka Lenachri, it says Vechishavim Konehu, and we darshan Velo in. So once we mention Ben, we mention Bas, but there's no chiddush of Bas of the Ben. They both technically could be Yorshim. But the point is that he doesn't go down be Yerusha. So that's what we're saying, that when one is sold to a ger, he will not go to the ger's children be Yerusha. Now the truth is, by an Eved Ivri, working for the children is not really a din in Yerusha. It's a din in Vekam Tachtav. Meaning, if let's say the guy doesn't have any children, where Kiddush says if the owner of the Eved doesn't have any children, so the Eved doesn't get passed on to the next Yoresh. Meaning, normally, if you have money, a person has money and dies and he doesn't have any children, so you look brothers, other Yorshim, whatever the din of Yerusha are that are spelled out in Yesh Nochlin. But when it comes to an Eved Ivri, it doesn't just go to the next Yorish. It's only kam tachtav. It's only those who take the place of the father. So it's dafka, a din in children. But we're saying that even that din doesn't apply when one is sold to a ger. Amr mar, ve'inish v'ger kona evadivri. We mentioned that inish and a ger are not kona and evadivri. Name it, l'orcha m'shumim gamliel. That seems to be against m'shumim gamliel. D'tanya, isha kona es ha-shvachos, ve'ina kona es ha-avadim. That a woman can be kona shvachos, but cannot be kona avadim, because we're worried about that's going to look bad. So it's a midin chashad, which the Rishonim point out, the Meiri, that's a din l'chachila, but the Eved, the Kinyan works, meaning if she's kona, it's just that we think that it looks terrible, it's a bad idea. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, af kona es avadim, she can even be kona avadim. So you see that an isha can be kona avadim. Says, no, I feel to him, Rav Shimon Gamliel. We could even be going like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Lo kasha, kan bevet ivri, kan bevet kanani. The Brisa that says that she cannot be kona is talking about an evet ivri. The Brisa that says that she can be kona nevet is talking about an evet kanani. Why would there be a difference between the two if the concern is a pritzus and all sorts of isurim? Wouldn't the concern be at least equal, if not even worse, by an Eved Kanani? So Gemara explains, Eved Ivri, Tzaniyala. Eved Kanani, paritzla. When she has a relationship with the Eved Ivri, she trusts that he has a basic sense of tznius. He's not going to go advertising the relationship, so she feels she can get away with it, and therefore there's no fear of being engaging in such a relationship. But the Eved Kanani, she knows that he's paritz beina. She knows that if she messes up and she has a relationship with him, he's going to go brag about it, and then it's going to be really terrible for her reputation. Ella. Had the Tanya of Yosef or Malta Lotarbi Kalba, so if that's the case, that anyone that she's concerned that's going to let the relationship get out, we have to be very concerned about. So we say an almana is not allowed to raise dogs. Lotishri barbe rav bushpiza, and she shouldn't host yeshiva boys in her house. So bishlam barbe rav tzniela. I understand why she shouldn't host the yeshiva boys, because they have a certain sense of tznius. They're not going to go bragging when they do averos. Ela kalba kiven de misrich ba mirtusa. But the dog, isn't the dog going to brag about it? Not brag about it, but the dog is going to follow her around in a very obviously unhealthy way if she's nichshal with the dog. So says Gemara, yeah, but Amri kivin techishad yaleumtsa misrach basra. If she didn't have any bestiality relationship with the dog and just threw the dog a bone or threw him some meat, he would also act in a very loving way toward the woman. So Amri and she mishumum to the shadileh the misrach. No one's going to think, that's not where people's minds are going to go when they see a dog that really seems to be connected to that woman. They'll assume, okay, it's the ladies feeding the animals, and that's why the animals are always following her. So there's no fear of being caught. Now the other part of what Rebbe was bothered by, and this is why we quoted the whole thing. Gertoshev Amar Linyan Ribbis Maihi. Rebbe was bothered why we mentioned Gertoshev with regard to Ribbis. What was that about? The Chsiv, because the Pasuk says, V'chiyam ha-chachicha mati yado imach v'chzakta bo, ger v'toshev v'chai imach. So al tikach mi'ito neshach v'tarbis, v'yareis ha-melkecha v'chai achicha imach. So it sounds that the Yisr of Ribbis that the Pasuk is talking about is on achicha, and Ger Toshav, which are both mentioned in the previous pasuk. So Ramini, Lov Menem Alvinosam Ribbis, Vachain Beger Toshav. Our Mishnah says that you're allowed to borrow and lend with Ribbis to a Ger Toshav also, not just to a Nachri. Samra Nachri Mitzok, Miksiv, Altikach Meitam, Meitoksiv. Does it say don't take from them plural, Neshach and Tarbis, in Lashon Rabim, which would imply that it includes a Ger Toshav? No, it says Meito, Lashon Yachid. So it's not talking about a Ger Toshav. Israel, it's so many Israel, not a Ger Toshav. Why does it mention Ger Toshav in the pasuk? That's for the other part of the pasuk, v'cheimach, that you're supposed to support a Ger Toshav, mitzvah lachiyoso. But you are allowed to take ribbis from him. It's just that in addition to the heter to take ribbis, you have a mitzvah lachiyoso. So now we're going to get into the issue of arev. Tan rabbanan al tekach miito neshach v'tarbis, avalatanas lo arev. You're allowed to be an arev on a chov that has ribbis involved. So the Gemara is surprised by this. Arev leman. Who is the malva that you are allowed to be an arev for? Ilema arev li Yisrael. If it means that it's a halva'a that a Yisrael borrowed from another Yisrael beribis, and you're serving as the arev, and we're saying that's okay. Well, that is absolutely not okay. Vatana elu overin below sase. Which people involved in the ribis arrangement are in violation of a lav? Hamalva, v'alove, ha'arev, v'edim. Everybody who's involved in any which way in the deal is in violation, including the Arev, including the cosigner. So that can't be the case. It can't just be a straight ribbis case between two Jews where we're saying that an Arev is allowed to be involved. Ella l'nachri. It must be talking about a halva'a that Yisrael wants to borrow from a nachri. Kivan de dine de nachri dazl basar arva. Since the rule is in the dine anachrim, in their courts, that the malva doesn't go and ask the lova for the chov. Once there's an arev, the malva only collects from the arev, and the arev would then have to turn around and collect from the lova himself. So it turns out that the arev is considered as if he's borrowing money from a guy and then turning around and lending that money to Yisrael, because that's how it's ultimately going to get paid back. The guy is going to come to the arev is going to pay the guy back, then the arev is going to have to turn to his fellow Jew and say, okay, now pay me back. So that's going to look like ribbis. mina ribisa. The Ariv is taking ribis from a Yisrael, so that's got to be a violation of Nisr. That can't be the case where we're saying that it's mutter to be an Ariv on ribis. So the Gemara answers, Amrav Sheshes, the case of the Braisa that were mutter to be an Ariv on halva of ribis is the following. Shekibel of Lodun b'dinei Yisrael. It's where it's the same case. The guy is the lender, the Jew is the borrower, and another Jew is being an Ariv, but the guy has accepted not to follow normal protocols of non-Jewish din. He's following the protocols of Jewish din, where you always go to the Lova first to collect your money. You don't go directly to the Arev to collect your money, and therefore it is not considered that the Arev is lending money to the Jew with ribis. Well, he kibbeh lav lo d'medinei Yisrael ribis namin l'lishkal. Well, if they're really following Jewish laws of lending money, then there wouldn't be ribis over here. Why is there ribis at all? So Rav Sheshes shekibbeh lav lazu v'lo kibbeh lav lazu. He was willing to follow one of the rules that we would normally have in Jewish lending, but not the other rule. Meaning he wants ribis, he's just willing to go to the lova first. That's no skin off his back. What difference does it make to him? He'll go to the lova first instead of going to the arev first. Good. Malvi Yisrael ma'usuf shanachri midasana. The Mishnah had said that if a Jew is dealing with a non-Jew's money, he's allowed to lend money with ribis to another Jew as long as it's midas hanachri. So Tanu Rabban, malvi Yisrael, a Jew is allowed to be malva to another Jew, ma'osav shal nachri, the money of a guy, midas hanachri, avalo midas Yisrael, but not midas Yisrael. Kate said, what does this mean? Yisrael shalav ma'os min hanachri b'ribis. A Jew borrows money with ribis from a guy. Ubikesh lachzirim lo, the Jew is ready to return the money to the guy, mitzo Yisrael achar v'amr lo, to name Lee. And then he sees another Jew who says, you know what, instead of returning the money to the guy, just give him to me. I know that you have an arrangement where you have to pay ribis to the guy. I'll take over your loan. I'm going to assume your position in the loan. And I'll give you whatever it is that you owe him. You know, I'm just taking over your position. Aser, you're not allowed to do that, because since it's still in the lova's rishus, the money was never given back to the guy. This is a Jew lending money to another Jew with ribis. But if the lova gave the money back to the nachri and he said, look, I have, or didn't even physically give it back, but said, I have all the money, if you want, I'll be happy to, instead of giving it back to you, to pass it on to the other Jew, and the nachri says, yeah, do that, then that's going to be mutter, because then it's ki'ilu, you paid back the nachri and he's making his own arrangement with this other Jew. The similar rules would apply if it were the reverse. If you have a nachri that borrowed money from a Jew with ribis, and the nachri is ready to return the money, but a Jew finds that nachri and says, "Tanei li, give me the money, and I'll take over your position in the loan." Mutter, you're allowed to do that because you're borrowing from the nachri. You're not borrowing from the initial Jew. But if the nachri says to the Jew who lent him the money in the first place, "I'm ready to give you back the money. Do you want me to pass it on to this guy?" And he says, "Yeah, aser." Then it's aser because then it's a Jew lending to another Jew. So it says, I understand that if the Nachri gives the money to a second Yisrael with the first Yisrael saying that you should do that, that's going to be an Isser, because even though Mitzad Adin, there's no Shlichus to Nachri, and therefore he's not considered a Shliach of a Yisrael. L'chumra, we say Yesh Shlichus to Nachri. El Reisha, but the case of the Reisha, where the Yisrael gives the money to another Yisrael with the Nachri saying, yeah, go ahead and do that, we said that that's mutter. Even the ain shlichus nachri, you need the kashak mina rabisa. But meikra din, there's no shlichus nachri. So the nachri may have told you, yeah, go pass on the money to another Jew, but you're just becoming the shliach of the nachri. And meikra din, there is no shlichus nachri. So isn't it just a Jew lending money to another Jew with ribis? How's that allowed? Amar funu bar menuch meshved ravach bred ravika hacha meeskin gonda amalei hanichem al gavekar kavi pater. Now the case must be where he said, I'm going to have five explanations of how this might be allowed. First one is, he says, put it on the ground and then you'll be putter, and then the other guy will take it. So you already did pay it back. You're not lending the money at all to the other guy. Then what's the chiddush? Of course that's going to be okay. Ella, second possibility, the guy actually took it out of your hand and gave it to the other guy. Still, what's the chiddush? I might think he's still acting only and doing this loan only because you encouraged it. That since he's physically doing it, it's not a problem. Third possibility, Rav Ashi Amar Ki Amrin Ein Shlichus Nachri Hanimil V'Truma. Av B'Kol Tarukuli Yesh Shlichus Nachri. There's only no Shlichus Nachri when it comes to Truma, but everywhere else there is Shlichus Nachri. So therefore, it's okay to be the Nachri Shliach. V'Ad Rav Ashi Barusihi. But that's an outside shita. We don't really accept that because Maishna Truma Delo Ksiv Delo. Why is it by Truma there's no Shlichus Nachri? The Ksiv because the pasuk says Atem Gam Atem, and we darshin Ma Atem B'nei Bris Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris. That a shliach has to be a ben bris, he has to be a Jew. Shlichus to kalatarukulanami mitruma garminila. Where do you think we derive shlichus and kalatarukul? It's from truma. So it doesn't make sense that there should be no shlichus and nachri only for truma, but for everything else there will be shlichus and nachri. El the Ravashi barusahi. That's why Ravashi is an outside shita. We don't accept the shita of Ravashi. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll get to explanations 4 and 5 Bezras Hashem tomorrow.